Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. Hope you all are having a good start to your morning out there. We are joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope the day is treating you good. We are going to kick things off the way we like to around here with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how is Mother Nature treating us this morning?
Oh, just beautifully. We have that happy high pressure system still holding tight.
Excellent. Hang in there.
Happy high pressure. I like that.
Oh, happy high pressure.
That's how I try to get people to remember what a high pressure does. It's a happy high pressure. And I always put a sunshine right behind it, you know, when I was in TV. I put a big old sun right there, just so another reinforcement, just to remember. We should be smiling. And we are. It's a little crispy, though.
I'm smiling.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we just keep got to smile right through it.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
And what is our temperatures? What is it looking like for the rest of the day today, Brittany?
Well, we're going to climb to about the upper 60s. I'm thinking 67 degrees today. Tonight, of course, we'll drop a little frosty again down to those mid-30s. And then we get the warm-up for tomorrow and Friday as we go into the mid-70s. From mid-October, mid-70s is huge.
Whew.
Yes. Only 2 days of it, though.
Okay. All right.
There we go. Yeah, we can handle that. Because I just put the shorts away. I just put them away.
That's why, James.
I'm going to be honest. I never put my shorts away. I never do.
Just in case, he's got any moment
to be able to break them out and break out the Adidas and just walk around in gym shoes. I'll take it any chance I get. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to talking with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Seth and I got a great show lined up for you. We are going to get into some fun today, not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. We, of course, got some other stuff, a new exercise pill that mimics the effects of running.
Whoa.
And if that doesn't do it for you, that'll help you. That pill will mimic running.
Yeah.
We have a pair of pants that will help you run or go hiking for you. We're going to get into that.
A lot of question marks over my head this morning.
It's very interesting. What career would you avoid even for double the pay?
I can think of a few.
There's an interesting one there.
Yep.
We, of course, will be joined on this Wednesday by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. That'll be a little bit later in the hour. And we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. Got some interesting stuff there to get into. Along with that, I want to touch on a couple of other things, not only local theater, but some other fun stuff like what celebrity could you never hate?
That's a good one. I like that.
That should be a fun one. We got some other stuff in there, too. Want to get into the main reason people choose not to have dogs and cats.
That's
an interesting one, too. I didn't get a chance to dive into that one too much, but we will. All that coming up, but I do want to start right here with our National Day of Calendar. And there's a couple of cool things going on for today that I encourage you to look into. But one of them has a local spin to it. International Top Spinning Day occurs every second Wednesday of October.
Oh.
And for those that don't know, this was invented by a museum in Burlington, Wisconsin.
How about that?
In fact, today the museum in Burlington has a challenge going on with their tops. And I want to make sure to get this right. I went to their Facebook page, and you can find that. Just Experience Burlington, Wisconsin, or type into your search bar Spinning Top and Yo-Yo Museum, which is in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Why am I just learning about this now?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
They've got this stop by the museum from 11:30 to 6 today to celebrate spinning. Spin some tops and have some fun. They've got over 10,000 spins around there.
Wow.
Just a ton of different stuff there.
Oh, that's cool, man.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Buy local, support local, and check out our friends over in Burlington. Maybe pick up
great.
A coat. You know, it's getting close to winter. Maybe pick up a coat while you're out there or something. I don't know if the Burlington Coat Factory is still a thing or not, is it?
I don't know if it is or not.
I feel like it is. Yeah. I feel like it should be. At least.
That's just really cool. Is there anyone who doesn't like to just, you see a top there, you got to spin it.
You know,
you can't not do it.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying to do a top.
You're 100% right. 100%. No matter what. You see one, you're going to do it.
You got to do some spinning.
The first spinning top was created in the 35th century BC.
Oh, my. Really?
That is pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. That is very neat.
That's pretty interesting.
One of the earliest toys ever. There
you
go.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen a toy that's earlier than that.
No.
Other than cooties. Because I believe the cooties, you know, giving each other cooties was around way back.
Og has cooties.
This lady right here, we have to get to this story.
Okay.
When people tell you to not feed wildlife, they aren't just being mean for no reason. And they have a pretty good reason for that. A woman in Washington State called the police when her property was invaded by more than 100 raccoons.
Oh, no. No.
She said she was terrified and had to escape to her car to get away from them.
Oh,
She was asked to identify them later, was unable to. I mean, the masks, you know, it just... Okay, I'm so sorry.
It's 8:09, James. What are you doing?
I really, you know, sometimes you just say stuff and you don't think it through. You know. She said that around 6 weeks ago, the raccoons started surrounding her day and night, demanding food. And last week, she called the police because they all started closing in on her, she feared for herself.
Oh my gosh! Sounds like a horror movie.
Like a B horror movie.
Yeah, not a good one, but
definitely. Oh no, the raccoons!
The raccoons!
Oh, let me get up on this tree. You know, I get up in a high space, and you know they can't get. She said she has to try to have them removed, but one specialist said that they'd charge her $500 per raccoon.
Oh no, Noki, that's too much.
Wow, that's a messed up situation.
Wow, okay, anyway.
Deputies referred to the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife to help find a solution. No word yet on what that is or if they have. That's a crazy situation, though.
That's, you know, raccoons, the only raccoons I've seen around tend to be solitary.
Yeah.
They tend to just, you know, hang out by themselves. To see, like, a couple together in one area would be weird to me. Over like 100? Whoa!
You ever walk up even here in Rapids, this happens, but it used to happen over in around Lake Michigan and stuff too, I'd say, where you see a bunch of geese or ducks or whatever, and they're taking up land, taking up a lot of the field, and then you walk by one day and there's like 80 of them out there,
right?
And it just feels like, well, they really outnumber me.
They sure do.
They could probably take this park over if they wanted to, they could do it. See that every once in a while. It just feels very different to have it coming at you and coming at your home,
yes,
or something like that. Raccoons definitely can. I mean, they've got an edge to them and everything. I'm not at all taking them lightly, but I don't find them to be one of the more intimidating animals.
Not really. No,
I don't know that this would freak me out until like you start seeing them really. Okay, wait a minute. Are they teaming up? Are they talking? Wait a minute. As soon as they start strategizing, they start having a strategy. Like you could see some of them pointing over here. They're using like military signs. Like they're doing the eyeball thing that you see instantly. Like,
wait, what's going on here? Are they all washing their hands? Does that mean they're going to eat me? Is that they're getting ready to eat me?
If one of them is taking orders, you know, that's not good. That's not a good sign. That doesn't seem like a very good sign at all.
They're actually secretly being directed by a badger. That's what it is.
That's it.
The badger's in that background.
There's going to be one lead raccoon, right? There's going to be one that's leading the charge or in charge of everything. Ricky Raccoon. Rocky Raccoon.
We know it was Rocky, you. Ricky, all along.
I'm trying to think now of if there is an animal, 100 of anything feels intimidating.
I'm telling you.
Like 100 bunnies coming up to your house.
Oh, my God.
Kittens.
Have you seen Night of the Lepus? I'm telling you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's no animal that 100 of them coming at you in your house
wouldn't be frightening.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Even like
chickadees, like, I don't know what
you see like a swarm of bees, man. Those are intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, so there's not nothing I really would like to have a whole bunch come at me.
I'm going to be following this story. I got to find out what happened to this poor lady. I really got to find that out.
They don't really know why unless they just had found some food there at one point. Now they're like the mecca of food for them.
Oh,
this is where the food is.
They didn't really give a reason of why this is happening to her.
Very weird.
Or what's going on there with that, which makes it just a little bit more frustrating, a little more interesting.
A little more eerie, too.
A little more eerie, yes, definitely. Yeah. A little more eerie. I did want to mention this as we get our show going here and everything. Right now going on is American Heroes Cafe.
Yes, it is.
Bring your radio with you, go ahead. No, go ahead and check out American Heroes Cafe from going on until 9:30 over at the Crossview Church right here in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. All of this is sponsored and funded by local businesses and individuals, mm-hmm. and a lot of volunteers. And appreciate all of them doing this. For those that may not know, please spread the word about this event. It goes on usually twice a month.
Until the winter months, then I think they cut it down a little bit just because to limit travel for people.
But, yeah. American Heroes Cafe going on today until 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Go head on over there, say hello to the gang, and wish them a good one from all of us. And a big thank you to everybody involved in that. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick time out.
All right.
We'll jump back right into things with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the Fab Four. More on them in a little bit.
Ooh.
Welcome to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate all of you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us.
Yes.
Check out that amazing menu, the mm-hmm. wonderful people. Oh.
Good stuff.
It's a great atmosphere over
there.
It is.
It's wonderful.
Really good people. Thank them for sponsoring us. Support those that support us. Everybody, head on over to El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. You can, of course, email any of our staff, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us or seth at
civicmedia.us. Yeah. Just my first name, actually. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll find me. Just using Seth. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can do that. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel mm-hmm. free to do that, everybody. And, of course, call up.
In fact, do it right now, everyone. Yes. 424-2600 is the number to call. And I got it. You know, I do this every now and then. What other show? Is there any other show in the area that does this? I don't think so.
No.
We are the only ones, everybody.
Yes.
We're holding on to some of the, you know, the old school stuff from radio, and this is one of those things. So get it to us right now, 424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it, and we can go ahead and start off by wishing a very happy anniversary to Pam's cousin and wife, Dennis and Michelle Eskrit.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two. Very nice.
Appreciate Pam getting us those. We love celebrating these friends of the family. Friends of the station.
Absolutely.
And of course, family members of Pam's. Mm-hmm. Dennis and Michelle wishing you a happy anniversary. They grew up in Rapids. They're in Cape Coral, Florida right now.
Oh. Ooh.
Wishing them well and safety, of course.
Absolutely.
And a happy anniversary. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. We wish a happy birthday to Sophie Weinfurter.
Oh, happy birthday, Sophie.
I love the name Sophie. It's
Sophie,
a great name.
Sophia, anything like that. Those are awesome.
Yeah. All of them are good.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning.
Hey.
What goes up but don't come down?
What goes up but don't come down?
I don't know.
Our age.
Perfect.
A birthday joke.
Oh,
I love
that's
it.
A good one. Well done. Well done. Always good to hear from you. You have a great morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
good.
Absolutely awesome.
We will take jokes.
We will take jokes. Birthday jokes. Yeah, we love birthday jokes.
Birthday jokes are fantastic. Happy birthday to Sophie Weinfurter. We also wish a happy birthday to Jordan Ross Hamelschild.
Jordan. Hamelschild. Happy birthday. Yep.
Jordan, you will know him from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes.
Been in many plays over there. I've
absolutely
acted with him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Great individual.
Love Jordan.
Yeah,
he's great.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, to me, is one of the best examples of community theater.
Oh, you are 100%.
It's what it's all about.
Yep. I got to be in Odd Couple with him, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
I did It's a Wonderful Life with him, and I've talked about that play and the rush of it and everything and not having a lot of rehearsal time.
Right.
And Jordan was one of the first people that I noticed, man, this guy is giving everything he has.
Mm-hmm.
And every show that I've ever seen him a part of or whatever, he tries so hard and gives you every single thing he's got. Everything you could ask for out of an actor in community theater. Great actor, great person. Enjoy your day, Jordan.
Yes.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Kathy Cronstadt.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you. Brag to everybody you know. Brag to people you don't know that you're our qualifier today.
That's right.
And thank you so much to everybody that got us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
We have some celebrity birthdays to celebrate.
Okay.
I don't know why that was a tough sentence to say. I've said it a million times.
Your birthday, if you haven't.
Country singer Megan Maroney is 27 today. Tennessee Orange. Got a couple of other songs that she's...
I remember that one now, yep.
Yeah, it took me a second. Another country star celebrating, Scotty McCreadie, 31 today.
Oh, yes.
He was the winning the 10th season of American Idol. I forgot that he was... I forgot
really?
That's where he got his
and
break.
He is one of those that has gone on to do lots of stuff. My goodness, he has had quite a career since then.
Tyler James Williams is 32. Gregory on Abbott Elementary is doing a great job on there. Mm. He did a good job on The Walking Dead as Noah, but a lot of people remember him from Everybody Hates Chris. He was a young Chris.
That's right.
He's so good on Abbott Elementary. He's very good on there.
Yes, he
I
is.
Didn't actually watch Everybody Loves Chris, so I didn't recognize him right away.
Right.
He's really good on there. He does a great job. Nick Swarsden is 48. He's in a couple of things, Adam Sandler movies, done a couple of stand-up specials and that. Let's see here. PJ Harvey is 55.
Oh, wow. Boy, 90s icon.
Yes.
Pauly Jean, she was awesome. She still is awesome, I should say.
Fantastic artist. Yep. Fantastic artist. Wonderful artist. A wonderful director. One of the best in the game. Guillermo del Toro is 60 today. Genius. Yep. Genius director, genius writer, genius director.
He's one of those guys that has expanded genre films. He's added things that people have never done before. He's done certain things that, for whatever reason, people didn't want to do, and he was the one that said, "Hey, let's try this," and it worked.
The Hellboy movies are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Did an amazing job with them, and perfect casting with Ron Perlman. You can't do better than
that
him
face.
As it's so perfect. And an actor too, who going back in his career to Beauty and the Beast and other movies, has worked through makeup plenty of times.
Yes.
So it's just a perfect choice for that role. He's one of the things I don't hear talked about him is his casting. He is almost flawless at casting.
He is an amazing... I mean, if you just... Any of his movies, good stuff.
The Shape of Water, Pan's Labyrinth, Blade 2, so many great movies of his over the years. Michael Perry is 66. Eddie and the Cruisers, The Philadelphia Experiment. He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. He's good. Eddie and the Cruisers, that was my dad's favorite movie growing up, man. Every chance that movie... Anytime that was on WGN, we were sitting and we were watching that. Time he treated it like I'd never seen the movie. Like, Dad, I know the story. No, Jim, you got to watch. He gives it all up. Dad, I know. I saw the end, man. Scott Bakula is 70. Special Agent Pride on NCIS New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of people know him from the TV show Quantum Leap. He was on Star Trek Enterprise. I forget about that.
Yes, he was the lead in that one. Yep.
Great 80s actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Great 80s, 90s actor.
He's had one of those sneaky... Really good careers. He just keeps popping up in things. I love. Was it last season in Only Murders? He popped up in a cameo, and that were just awesome.
Just out of nowhere.
He does not look 70, by the way.
No.
He looks fabulous.
After seeing him in that cameo, I would have never guessed he was in his 70s. No. Tony Shalhoub is 71.
Oh, Green Bay Zone.
Yeah.
Loved Tony Shalhoub.
Emmy winner for Monk, of course. Mm-hmm. Also won an Emmy for Antonio in Wings. A lot of people might forget that.
I did not know that. I forgot it.
It was wonderful in Galaxy Quest. really good performance in that.
Awesome.
And The Marvelous Miss Mabel.
Yes, that's right.
He was really good in that as well. Mm-hmm. Just one of my favorite actors, period.
All around, he's one of the best.
Tony Shalhoub is so good. I remember being a kid and seeing Wings and being like, man, I really love this. Oh, an Italian actor using an Italian accent on American TV. How cool that is and everything. You find out, not even close.
He's from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. That's how good his accent was to me. Everything. Just a great actor. Love Tony Shalhoub. Sharon Osbourne is 72 today.
Oh, wow.
Ozzy will be the first to tell you there is no Ozzy without Sharon.
That's right.
Incredible person.
What a fascinating trip they've been on together.
Yeah.
But it's they're still at it. It's nice to see.
I thought of this the other day. Oh, I'm surprised there's never been a biopic on Ozzy. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Not until he's gone, I think. Maybe then, but I don't think they'll do it until he's gone.
You'd have to just focus on one era, 1 year of
his
life. You
couldn't do, yeah.
That'd be like a 5-hour movie. Like, you'd never be able to fit all that into a doc.
No, no, you'd have to, yeah, pick and choose.
Jackson Brown is 76 today.
Oh.
Running on Empty, Doctor My Eyes, Somebody's Baby.
Another iconic singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also born on this day, Sean Lennon. Sean Lennon celebrating a birthday. 49 years old for John and Yoko's son.
Oh, wow.
49.
I didn't realize we were that close in age to him. That's interesting.
It is interesting, I think about it.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And he shares the birthday with his dad. Born in 1940, John Lennon. Passed away, of course, way too damn young.
I forgot that they were born on the same day. That is really neat.
That's why I wanted to play the Beatles birthday music for us today.
Play a song that John absolutely hated. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, better way to honor Mr. Lennon.
But hey, to be fair, he didn't like a lot of the... Later in life, he had a lot of issues with his own music and his singing and stuff. So he was his own worst critic, to be fair.
Like a lot of these individuals we've mentioned today, a complicated individual, a complicated
100%.
Story.
Yes,
and you have to put it all in there, the good, mm-hmm. the bad, the gray, all of it. But he is one of the first artists, you know, when it comes to people that die young or we lose young, James Dean and people like that, mm-hmm. I think a lot of us have this thought in the back of their head or in the front of our heart, oh, what would it be like now if they were around? Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody the other day about this. If Freddie Mercury was alive right now, like mm-hmm. what kind of music he'd be creating, what he would have to say about today and stuff. One of the first things I think of is with John Lennon is that mm-hmm. is of what the kind he would be doing right now, what kind of music he'd be creating, or just what he would have to say, the music he might have created going forward. I'm an outlier here. I don't think a lot of people will back me on this one. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt in my mind that the Beatles would have got back together. I have no doubt in my mind.
At some point, I think you are correct.
I don't mean for like to tour or to do albums and stuff like that, but I mean that, you know, one more show on top of a roof, one mm-hmm. more thing like that they would have done. With all of this, the amount of like TV specials that go on when we have horrible things happening like we do right now in Florida with Hurricane mm-hmm. Milton and some of these things, with Hands Across America, going through the pandemic, mm-hmm. so many different situations in life. We see bands come back together. We see Roger Waters and Pink Floyd got back together for the world.
Like for one, yeah, right.
Like even they did.
Yeah, even guys who like hate each other.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me those guys that really didn't hate each other.
No, they didn't.
Just got burnt out of
remember,
each other.
Remember, we came this close to John and Paul appearing on Saturday Night Live
yep.
when Lauren Michaels did that. Hey, we'll pay you whatever money if you come. They were very close to the studios in New York, and they were like, should we go? Nah, let's not.
It's crazy. It's a whole different world that happens.
I'm telling you.
And a whole different world if he was in it. Just an incredible artist. Incredible artist.
You know what? I just thought of this now. He would have made an excellent game show host.
Oh, I see. This is the thing that I think that a lot of people might not think of with him. Mm-hmm. I think he would have just exploded with today's mediums.
Absolutely. John Lennon on Twitter? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine what that would be like. I know I mentioned this before, but I share a middle name because of mm-hmm. him. My middle name is John after John Lennon and my grandfather, and that's because of my dad. Mm-hmm. And I talked with him a little bit this morning. We'll be hanging out with him a little later tonight. He wants to listen to some Beatles vinyl.
Always a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all.
So we haven't done that in a long time. So that's what we're
listen
gonna
to
do.
In its original form, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the best.
Man. There's only one way to really hear the Beatles, man, and it's got to be in vinyl.
Analog, man.
But it's got to be vinyl that is on a record player that is from 1974. And if it's not, it doesn't sound right.
I love the idea that it's got the record player has to be from a certain era. It's my closing play, man.
Got to. We wish happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Wishing you the best of days. And thanks so much for celebrating with us.
Yeah.
Celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there. They're 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. There it is. Just trying to let the howl get in. Seth and James here with you. Hope mm-hmm. you're having a good one out there. Does anybody else hear that music and immediately hear Vince Price's voice?
100%. Yeah, okay. I was just thinking, you know, if there was a way I could put that awesome laugh at the end that he does, I'd just throw that in there. Why not? Because it's so cool.
I growing up, I used to try to, you know, learn his dances and moonwalk and a lot of those things. When Thriller came out, all I wanted to hear was that intro over and over. Yes. Creatures of the Night. Oh, it's so good.
Because he was
so
awesome.
So good. Vincent Price, the king.
Yes.
A couple of quick shout-outs. One to new team members around here. One, a shout-out to Beth. Love the commercial. Love that commercial.
Yeah, the spot, yeah.
Looking forward to another Kitchens Open this Monday. That's going to be fun. Be sure to catch Beth and our other newest team member, Laura, over on WIRI on 105.5. Mm-hmm. They've got some weekend lineups or, you know, slots for you, some shifts that they're doing over there with a lot of great country, a lot of good music. And Laura was just telling us about another. We started our show with a lady being charged by a team of raccoons.
A whole bunch of raccoons.
She was mentioning how there are cranes that are warning people in Florida, it seems
Really? She saw some videos and showed them to us. That's really fascinating. They're basically just like standing in residential areas and screeching.
Yeah.
Like, and they sound like alarms, like, you know, like, get out, evacuate, or whatever. It's really it's wild.
It sounded wild to me at first, and then when I started thinking about it, nature does this stuff quite a bit, actually. If you're in the woods, and all of a sudden, like, all the birds and everything just start leaving, like, that tells you something.
Take it off.
Something's happening there. Even I, as a city boy, I'm like, I don't know, something about that ain't right. You know? It's just wild. It's a pretty interesting story, and does give me a chance to shout out and let everybody down there know we are thinking of them.
Yes.
And paying attention. We care.
Please be careful, everyone.
Yeah.
Take precautions, please.
There's I've got a handful of friends in the Miami area just talking about how if anybody gets a chance to see the viral video that has gone around of the meteorologist in Miami, he's been there for like 30, 40 years, one of the more respected people in the industry when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about, I think it was on Monday, he was talking about what was coming. And he's looking at this and giving the description, and he starts choking up and crying. Because for him, he knows what this means. This means, you know, people are going to die. There's going to be some horrible things to happen. Yeah. They've never seen anything like this. And the meteorologists that are talking about this, when they're saying they've never seen anything like this, they're not talking about in their lifetimes. Like, since we've been collecting this data, we've never seen anything like this. The water is going to get as taller than two shacks right now down there. It's just incredible.
Oh my gosh.
And it's all the more reason. This is all happening and telling us how much more we need to pay attention to climate change. And whether you believe in it or not, it's real. Like, you know, we're past the point of people believing
it doesn't matter
not.
Anymore.
And I'm personally past the point of politicians using us and using this as a talking point or a point to get elected on or to have somebody else not get elected on. If there are things that we should all be agreeing on, it is something like this, where we all got to live on this rock. Mm-hmm. And this is the only one, unless anybody else knows, like, I've been looking for a location on the moon for years. Nothing. They got nothing open over there.
Oh, gosh.
I'll check Zillow again after the show today, but I have not seen anything. I'm pretty sure this is the only home we got.
Right at this moment and the next, 100, 200 years? Yeah. Maybe the moon. Maybe.
Researchers in Denmark say that they have created a pill that mimics the benefits of running a 10K. It's an exercise pill, they're calling it.
Okay.
It doesn't come with all the benefits of running. For example, your legs won't get stronger.
You're not running.
But the lead author says the new molecule they developed does mimic the effect it has on your metabolism. Quote, brings the body into a metabolic state corresponding to running a 10 kilometers at high speeds and on an empty stomach. So it offers some benefits you get from fasting.
Okay.
Exercise triggers the release of hormones that suppress your appetite, and another one that flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. That's good because it reduces your risk for things like heart disease and diabetes.
Right.
They haven't tested the new drug on humans yet, but they tried it on rats, and it triggered the release of those same hormones.
Okay, all right.
So what could go wrong? If it does what they think it does, they say it could be a game changer for people who are too injured or too old to work out, or for people who just want to.
Right.
Which is the majority of people that will probably end up using it, like Ozempic or any of these other things.
Yeah, right. You know, it's interesting. Why do they lead with, like, the exercise pill? Because it's not.
No, no.
It just, it does mimic some of the things that happen when you're exercising. Can we, that's very annoying to me. Can we just be honest about what it does? Yeah. It still sounds very interesting. I mean, who knows? It could help people. We'll see, but I don't know.
I don't know if it's these, if it's the scientists, if it's the people that are producing these things and marketing these things. I don't know who is responsible for this, but just, I'm so with you. Just own it. Just it is what it is.
Just say it.
We're all adults. You know, you don't have to. The part of the reason, and we're really one of the only countries that does this. Part of the where we get into gray areas or really get mixed up is when we try to be hush hush about certain things, and we try to lower our voice about certain things. And I'm all for class, but I'm a little bit more in favor of honesty and just owning things and just being like, just let things be what they are.
Can we just do that a little bit, please?
We're all adults. We can handle it.
Yes,
it's a pill that'll help people lose weight. You don't have to, you know, oversell this or anything. And honestly, I think that you would do better marketing-wise that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So,
but again, we're way off here. I mean, they haven't even tested it on humans yet.
Not even close to this going to be in stores.
Let's temper our excitement for a little bit.
So while you're waiting on that one, a pill that'll help you look like or your body feel like it exercised, even though
running, right?
That's another thing. Whether people admit it or not, and I'm not saying that this is a high majority of people, but a lot of people, the reason they work out the way it looks. No, the way your legs look after you do a bench press or do some squats or anything like that.
They want to look a certain way. You're right.
So the pill doesn't even give you that part of it or anything.
No, it doesn't.
That's not right.
So again, just say what it is, everyone. Yeah. Please. Please.
So that one is going to give you the idea of your tricking your body into that it's exercised. Now we have pants that will trick your legs into it. Is it still hiking if your pants do all the work? CNN just did a big story on a new AI-powered hiking pants that give you 40% more leg power. These built-in exoskeletons on each pant leg that helps you push off while going uphill. Then they lighten the load and protect your knees while you're coming back down.
Okay.
They're called MOGO pants, short for mountain goat, and they're not way off on the horizon. The first orders are set to ship next year.
Oh, wow.
A startup called Skip is making them. They teamed up with a high-end outwear brand called Arctic or something.
Something like that.
You can pre-order them online. The price tag is $5,000 a pair.
No, seriously.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were joking. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
They're part of an emerging trend called move wear clothing that literally helps you move around. How lazy can we get? DoorDash wasn't enough.
Nope.
Minute Rice wasn't enough.
Nope.
We've
had the epitome. Now the clothes move for us.
I'm going to invent a shirt that breathes for you. how aren't you tired of having
the iron lung shirt
every second? What are we, in the 18th century or something? Come on. I'm tired of this whole breathing thing. I want a shirt that breathes for me. Like, how lazy can we get?
Oh, I love that. Yes.
If I can spin this in one other direction, and I'm a little disappointed because I didn't see a CNN or another outsource. Fox did a story on this, too, and I didn't see anything from them on this either. I would like to think that the idea for this or the people that could use this are often people that are struggling with, it's restless leg syndrome, anything from that to people that have a bum leg or something.
Does that help with that? I mean, I guess I don't know. It sounds like it might. But
the technology is so close. I would imagine that it doesn't take too much tinkering to make it able to work for people that can't walk. Giving them an idea.
Maybe it would help a few people that are like that. Certain injuries. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There are people that I know and people that are close to me that don't have to be in a wheelchair permanently, but they have to be in one at certain times in the day or certain days. People like that, I think, could be beneficial.
That might be something exactly.
Like, let's help them out. And, like, again, the whole point of going for a hike is to actually give your body some exercise.
Yes.
To give you some energy to get you out there and everything.
Helping with the knee thing, that's good.
Yeah,
I mean, if it helps relieve some of the pressure on your knees, that's actually a good thing. But $5,000, Whoa, wait a minute here.
So the only people that could possibly afford these are people that are rich enough to be able to, who tend to not do a whole lot of this kind of stuff.
Well, and although they do have the time.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah,
more time than we do.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, they could do that if they wanted.
Yeah,
but
that part is true. That part is definitely true. I don't know who this is marketed towards. I don't know 5,000, about that one.
No.
I really am not sure about that one.
So frustrating. Anyway.
Yeah. I really do try to think of, okay, what could be good uses for these things and stuff. And
I'm with you.
All I can think of outside of what I mentioned before about helping people with disabilities or anything is like Saturday Night Live sketches. Like, I don't know what else this is good for.
I can think they could come up with a couple good ones for
that. Yeah, some great, yeah. That echo skeleton, though, that is an idea that we've seen in sci-fi movies and stuff for
is.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I think we can all take from a positive from this, if the technology is getting that far, they're not the only ones working on this.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people that are working on that type of technology, and who knows what they could do with it. Maybe not just help rich people get up a hill. Maybe they'll actually be able to help people who have disabilities who can really use this, really benefit from this technology.
We have the technology.
Be on the lookout.
We can help him.
Yes.
We're finally almost the $8 million man.
We're so close. However, with inflation and with some of the other numbers that have come out and everything recently.
$8 billion man.
Yeah.
We've
had to up the budget a little bit. And that $8 billion don't get you what it used to.
No.
This is more. This is going to look a little bit more like Terminator. We're not going to be able to afford the skin on the outside or anything.
Nope.
And it is not going to always work. But if it doesn't
bugs
work
in it.
You just unplug it and plug it back in. That's it. That's all you got to do. A lot of people didn't realize that about Terminator. You could have stopped him. Just unplug it, plug it back in. That's all you had to do. I'm going to go work on
this short movie.
It'd be
really work on that
short
screenplay,
movie.
James. Yeah. We'll see how that goes for you.
Along with my a shirt that breathes for you. I'm going to be working on all of that coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
I don't know why anybody would ever cover that song.
They have, and I don't know why. That voice, man.
Heard a couple of people cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing.
It's not the same.
No, not even close. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're back on the air. Hello.
Oh, we lost him.
Okay. Feel free to call back. I think it was our jokester calling up there a little bit. Feel free to call back. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. We usually hear from our friends at Quality Plus Printing on this day.
Mm-hmm.
We understand how busy they get over there.
Oh, yes.
Be sure to check out Quality Plus Printing today, mm-hmm. everybody, at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find their Facebook page. Follow it. Keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. There is no challenge that they will not take on over
That's
there at Quality
right.
Plus.
They will do it.
Visit our friends. Buy local. Support those that support us. And be sure to join us next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word. For a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to it. Want to get into this one with you, Seth. A new survey asked people undesirable jobs, careers they'd avoid,
okay.
even for double the pay.
All right. Let's get into it.
The results were broken down by state, and here are some of the most popular responses.
Okay.
Of course, we always love to hear from all of you out there. You all got the play-at-home version of the morning show.
You did.
Just give us a call, 715-424-2600, and join the conversation. Meat packing and plant worker. It is the least desired job in Colorado, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Nevada, North Carolina, South Dakota, and Wisconsin.
Really?
Look at what we just did, everybody. We found something that Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin all agree on.
We did. How about that?
Well, let me get this right. There we go. Yes, now it's official.
They don't want to pack meat.
Apparently
packing
not.
Packing meat is not their wheelhouse.
Which is very odd considering the Green Bay Packers.
I know. And there's so many meat packing plants.
A lot of meat.
But especially in Wisconsin. So
I wonder if that's part of the reason that we actually know what that job takes.
I think you're right.
You know, I've done that.
Something to do with that.
Similar
yeah.
job to that in my career. And that's a hard job.
It is very hard.
Commercial fisherman is the least desirable job in Alabama, Alaska, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, and Virginia.
All right, good. I was going to say those are all states on the coastline. Yeah, so they actually have fishermen there. Yeah.
So we're seeing, I think we're seeing that these are jobs that are familiar to the area.
Exactly.
And jobs that they, you know, just didn't want to do.
I'm with them on that one. I would not want to be a commercial fisherman. I don't think you could pay me enough.
I will admit that that job has looked romanticized to me.
It
but
has.
I've talked to enough fishermen to know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You've seen The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Something that now, this is more in my neck of the woods, a skyscraper window cleaner.
Oh, God.
It's the most undesirable job in Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Washington.
No surprises there. Lots of tall buildings. That's got to be a whack job, man.
Even
if you're not afraid of heights, that's got to be weird.
I've known a couple of people that have done those jobs, mm-hmm. and they quit them at like months in. And at least one of those people was a really, really solid worker, like not mm-hmm. somebody that you would imagine to turn down a job. And even they couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah,
that's not for the faint. That is not for the faint of heart.
It makes me think of the guys that built the skyscrapers.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen those pictures, right? Oh, my gosh.
My uncle showed me pictures, like ones that aren't necessarily like in the like all around that you mm-hmm. see, all the typical ones you see and stuff, of some of the way that they had to build back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it's just remarkable. Not only that they were able to do it, but those buildings are still standing.
Amazing work, yeah.
The Hancock Building is my favorite architectural building in all of maybe all of the skyscrapers in all mm-hmm. of the world. And that one in particular, you look back into the history of that and how that was built, it is just incredible what we were able to pull off. Mm-hmm. You go back another couple of 100 years or whatever and look at Rome and what they were able to build that way and stuff. And
the pyramids.
Yeah, just incredible. Electrician is the least desired job in Delaware, Georgia, and Hawaii.
Okay. So now that's a job I don't think I'd have a problem with. I could do that. It's just, I know it takes lots of training to do it, but still.
I've only done a little bit of it. I've enjoyed what I've done. And my brother-in-law, Mac, does that on a bit of that and is very good at it and seems to enjoy it.
I'm telling you. I just realized now that I have done a little bit of work with wires as well. But I don't know enough.
I think the job that I would pick out of all of these is this one right here, an oil rig worker. It's highly undesirable career path in California, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas, which makes sense.
You lots see of oil a lot wells of oil and all those. Yep.
I talked to a gentleman that did that work, and they're gone for months just sitting there on that rig.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could do that. It's very different, but at the same time, it's a little similar to me when people talk about going on those cruises. And you're out on the water for like months at a time or whatever. Like, I love being on a body of water, but I got no interest in that.
You want to come back to land, though.
I need
you
to know,
live on the water.
I want to know land is within distance. I want to know. Give me back my land. Roofer is the least desired job in Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia.
A lot of those are in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot, and I can understand why you wouldn't want to be a roofer in
Good
a lot of those. Arizona, can you imagine? Oh, I wouldn't like that.
I was going to say, I've done a lot of roofing work, and I liked actually doing that work, but I did it in the Midwest.
Exactly. Northern part
of it. Very good point. Logger is the least a popular job in Montana, North Dakota, and Vermont.
Okay, makes sense.
That's always been, even back in the day, that was a job that, you know.
Tough job.
Power line worker, least desirable in Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, and Oregon.
Okay.
A lot of respect for that people in that job.
That's a tough job.
Coal miner is the least coveted path in Wyoming.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough. Not gonna be close.
No. Steel worker, least desired in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Not that we didn't have a lot of steel workers left in the United States. But,
And security officer is the worst that Rhode Island could come up with. Rhode Island, That's all they
have. Nothing but security guards in Rhode Island.
A lot of respect for people in that job.
Yes.
A lot of respect. Is there any that you can think of, any jobs that you can think of, they could pay you double and you're still not doing it?
You know, I did notice one thing about a lot of these is that it's the isolation. You have to go somewhere for a very long period of time away, usually away from your family, your friends, that kind of thing. I mean, I know a lot of these pay actually quite well. These are jobs that pay quite well, but is it worth it? That's the trade-off. You have to go away. You have to be gone. You have to be maybe not alone, but not a lot of people are there, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think it's on my mind because of the time of year, the year we're in, and I have we have some interviews coming up with some local representatives and politicians and everything. But I don't know that you could pay me to be a politician. Like,
that'd be a tough job.
Maybe on a lower level, on a just a community level or something like that. But that is one of those jobs that I tell the representatives and the people that I talk to and everything. I don't know I could do the job that you do.
Right.
And I'm talking about people that do the job right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can act, so I could easily be some of these politicians out there that are just basically puppets for the people that are putting money literally into their pocket.
Yep.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Like, literally anybody can do that. There's a couple of politicians in this state that anybody could do the job they are doing. Look at their track record.
Mm-hmm.
What have they accomplished? It's not that hard to find, well, wait a minute.
No.
I could do a better job than these people.
But your point's well taken. Even if you're doing it, you know, conscientiously and you're trying to do a good job and everything like that, there's going to be people that are upset with certain things that you do, and they're probably going to let you know about it. So it's one of those things.
Whether it is that job or being a police officer or working in our emergency services as a firefighter or EMT, these are jobs I don't know that I could do. And I think that this article is fun and interesting in some ways. And I also hope it gives people a chance to just take a breath and really appreciate the people that are doing these jobs right.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying just anybody doing these jobs. I'm saying the ones that are doing them right.
They're all very difficult jobs, and we under, you know, it's easy, you got to understand that part going into it, but we want them to do right, because there is a good way to do it, and there's a not so good way to do it. So
well, and it's part of the reason why I remind people all the time, if you want people to do the good people to do these jobs, we have to have accountability. Yes,
we do,
but also you know, some grace with each other,
100%.
And the way we treat people, and these keyboard cowards, and some of these things that we need to get rid of our society. It's not right, and it's not where society is going. We're going more towards a hey, we want to get along. Do we want to hold hands and sing Kumbaya? Nah, we're not there yet.
No.
But we do want to get along. And
I don't know. I enjoy singing Kumbaya.
It is kind of fun. It's a catchy song. It's a catchy song. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show.